Londonderry resident George Moore is walking towards the Williams Dam, where stone benches invite people to sit and drink in the power of the water.
We're coming up on the waterfall and the dam, and then the mill pond is above that. So this is kind of where the West River starts to come into Londonderry.
The West River has flooded the downtown at least four times. During Irene, it severely damaged two stores that sit above the dam. This summer, Mora and other residents took a six-day workshop, sponsored by the Wyndham Regional Commission, to figure out what could be done after the two buildings are torn down. Mora started off thinking sidewalks, a gazebo, maybe parking.
Now I'm thinking much bigger picture, like safety and resilience improvements in terms of flooding.
The ideas that came out of the workshop include reshaping the land so that it captures floodwaters and removing or partially removing a stone dam that dates back to 1867. Mora says she's conflicted about taking the dam down, but she supports the idea.
If removing it could have a significant impact for protecting the town from flooding in the future, then I feel like we have a responsibility to do whatever we can.
I got a spicy chicken and sausage rice burrito.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got chicken corn chowder.
Down the road, inside Mike and Tammy's market, customers are lining up for lunch, including Chris LaSalle, who has lived close to the dam his whole life, 64 years.
That's a great sound. Oh, it's peaceful.
LaSalle says there's no reason to take the dam down.
The only houses it damages in the flood are the ones they're taking down. So once the houses are gone, the dam has, it won't bother anybody anymore.
They'll keep the dam because of the pond.
Outside the deli, carpenter Scott Rawson says the mill pond created by the dam is beautiful. Steve Twitchell, another lifelong Londonderry resident, agrees, but he says despite its beauty, he'd give it up.
The pain I see my friends go through when their properties get damaged, if taking down the dam helps that in the future, I'd be more for that.
The dam sits underneath a bridge. Standing below it, Todd Moniz, a state river engineer, says without the dam, there'd be less flooding.
I can just see from here that if the dam is taken out, the area underneath the bridge is going to be doubled in size for that much more flood water to come through.
Moniz says the state would support removing the dam, but it's the town's decision. Many in town say they have a lot to learn about what should be done, if anything, after the buildings come down. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.